Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The right to self-defense is embedded in the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution, that we have the right to bear arms. Certainly the founders understood how important that right was, coming from their background and their history and then reviewing history. Do we have the right to self-defense? Let's talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, you know, following the San Bernardino massacre by the Islamic jihadists, President Obama came out and essentially did not address how he was going to speak to this issue of jihadism. He downplays that. But rather, he wants to take away the guns. He wants to put more restrictions on guns. That is absolutely the wrong way that we should be going. When you disarm a people, you ultimately make those individuals, those communities, less safe.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Matt. And, you know, fairly recently, Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University, drew the ire of the left when he pointed out that that everyone, including Christians, have a right of self-defense, and that we live in an age of Islamic terrorism, and that Christians should have the right to exercise their Second Amendment rights and be protected to carry concealed weapons. And of course, Liberty University has a carry concealed policy in keeping with the laws of Virginia and the Second Amendment that allows students, faculty and staff, students over 21 certainly, and faculty and staff to be armed in the event that some kind of Islamic attack like that which happened at San Bernardino were to occur, that at least people would have a fighting chance. But a lot of Christians believe, you know, buy into this misrepresentation of the turn the other cheek and other verses in Scripture to suggest that Jesus would have prohibited Christians from defending themselves. Well, the turn the other cheek is talking about, you know, being persecuted for Christ's name's sake and taking insult and not returning insult within avenging oneself and engaging in revenge, but turning the other cheek to accept insult when you're being insulted for the sake of Christ. It doesn't say anything about when Islamic terrorists are trying to kill you or your family. But Jesus, on the other hand, throughout the Scripture, he said, you know, hey, sell your cloak if you need to and buy a sword. That sword wasn't for letter opening. That sword was for self-defense.
Yeah, you know, and Kurt Russell got involved in this mix as well over this issue of guns. He was busy doing media interviews to promote his film called Hateful Eight when the Hollywood reporter Jeffrey Wells went on an anti-gun tirade during the interview with Russell. At one point, Wells began talking about how guns seem to be a metaphor for, quote, disenfranchised white guys, close quote. And that's when Kurt Russell just had enough, and he began to push back. And he said this, quote, if you think gun control is going to change the terrorist point of view, I think you're out of your mind. I think anybody who says that it is, I think that's absolutely insane. That's a quote from actor Kurt Russell.
Yeah, yeah. It's so nice and refreshing to have a Hollywood star of this stature, a superstar, pushing back against the meme, against the talking points that the left puts out. This gun control crowd, they are living in la-la land, Matt. I often say that progressivism and political correctness are a barrier to truth and a pathway to tyranny. The gun control folks want to literally engage in tyranny, want to disarm the Americans, trample the Second Amendment, and make it impossible for individuals to defend themselves. Kurt Russell points this reality out. And you know, when, as they often say, when seconds count, police are minutes away. So when those seconds count, that's what our founding fathers had the wisdom to know, that the answer is not when criminals attack and radical Islamic jihadists attack law-abiding citizens. The answer is not to further disarm law-abiding citizens so that the jihadists can have an open slaughter. That's not the way the Second Amendment works. That's not the way our Constitution works.
Yeah, you know, Kurt Russell was giving an illustration. He says, you know, if someone's coming at you to attack, I'm not so much concerned about what he's going to do. He ought to be concerned about what I'm going to do. And he gives this illustration. He says, if I'm on a hockey team and I've got some guy bearing down on me as a goaltender, I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do to stop him. That's when things change. He's talking about, you know, if you had people at that San Bernardino event that had concealed weapons permits, and someone comes in there and starts shooting, they ought to be concerned that there are some people that are going to pull out their weapons and start shooting back at them. Even if they didn't hit those individuals, they would have stopped them. Those individuals would have run for cover. They would have certainly saved lives. But it's California, strict gun control laws there, and it was a government building. So there was no one that had any weapon at all, except for the terrorist. If you take the weapons out of the hands of the terrorist, out of the hands of law-abiding people, you're going to put them in the hands of criminals or terrorists.
Yeah, this is no-brainer stuff here, Matt. And, you know, Russell also talked about President Obama's latest empty argument that anybody who finds themselves on the no-fly list should not be allowed to purchase guns. Well, let's address that for a minute. A couple things here. There are, 75-plus Department of Justice employees, there are United States congressmen that for whatever reason are on the no-fly list. So they should not be able to exercise their Second Amendment right and carry a concealed weapon. Furthermore, Matt, guess how many of these individuals involved in these mass shootings and Islamic terrorist attacks, guess how many of them were actually on the no-fly list?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah,
zero.
Right,
none.
Zero, right.
So this is the left with their empty platitudes. It's leftism on display.
Well, I hate to keep going back to Kurt Russell, but he is a well-known actor, and it's refreshing to see common sense coming out of Hollywood actors, and Kurt Russell really hit it on the head. He goes on to say to this other person who was interviewing him over his movie, Hateful Eight, he said, they can also make a bomb pretty easily. So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can also get cars and run over you. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer. And, you know, that's true. You take away the guns, then they'll start working with the machetes. I mean, they're beheading people with knives. They can run you over with a car. They can get these items to make bombs. The point is that the founders knew that there was a reason for the Second Amendment. We've got a booklet on the Second Amendment. And it actually has a reprint of a 1983 congressional committee that looked at the history of the right to bear arms that predates the United States of America. It looks throughout history at governments that disarm the people. And when they disarm the people, they are like sheep led to the slaughter. They have no ability to resist tyranny. The founders, when they ultimately fought the Civil War, or the Revolutionary War, and they had the ability to create a new government, one of the primary things that they wanted to do is to secure the right to bear arms. They didn't want the government to disarm them because history was very clear about what happens to a people that are unarmed.
Yeah, Jesus told his disciples, Luke 11:21, he said this quote, "When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe." Not to mention his possessions, Matt, but had the life of his family members and he himself are safe, or safer at least.
No question about it. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and look for our Patriots Handbook series. We have 7 now in that series, and you can order all of those as one packet. They are on a wide variety of topics, but one of them you can also order individually or with the packet. It's on the right to bear arms. It is a fascinating read. Go to lc.org or call us today, 407-875-1776. The right to bear arms is an important right, and there's always these attempts to disarm innocent, law-abiding citizens. Yet America has the largest private army, if you will, of the world. There's no other military that even comes close. The gun permits for hunting in different states numbers into the hundreds of thousands of people, and that's just people that are hunting. The fact of the matter is, the people that are armed are the people that can resist tyranny. No one wants to see that happen. No one wants to have that occur. But if you're in a restaurant and a terrorist comes in or a criminal comes in, you better be prepared to defend yourself. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and order our Patriot's Handbook on the right to bear arms in the Second Amendment. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.